Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and the good news is, Rabbi Yisai, that the Gemara today is a little bit easier than yesterday, and in fact, a lot of it is Agadata, very Gishmak Agadata. We're going to start on the bottom of Chof Omid Beis, three lines before the bottom of the Omid, Omer Reb Yitzchok Bar Ada. Says Reb Yitzchok Bar Ada, Lehutru Pasi Berois El Oile Regolim Bilvod. The whole heter that the Chachamim instituted Pasi Berois was for the purpose of Oile Regolim. As we've learned in the past, the Oile Regolim had to travel to Eretz Yisrael, and they had to make stops, and on Shabbos they would have to stop in the wilderness near these Be'erois, and they had to be able to draw the water on Shabbos. Frank Mor Vatani, but there's another brayse of the Lehutru Pasi Berois Elagabe Behema Bulvat, that the reason why they instituted the Inyan of Pasi Berois was for the animals. Here you're telling me Oile Regolim, here you're telling me animals. Says the Gemara, the two are both the same. You got to merge it. Hai behema behemas Oile Regolim. We're concerned that the animals will not have enough to drink. And after all, the animals have to schlep and they have to go and they're carrying people and pekelech and pulling the wagons, etc., etc. So we're very concerned about Tzar Bale Chaim. We're concerned about their continued existence and being able to drink. That's why they made the special heter of Pasi Berois. What about people? Don't people also have to drink? Says Yimaravul Odom, metapis v'oile, metapis v'yoyre. A person has an eitzah. What's that eitzah? He can go and climb down the side of the bar, go into the bar, drink in the bar itself, and now he will be in a Rishus HaYachid, drinking in a Rishus HaYachid. There's certainly nothing wrong with traveling from the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, if it was only Odom, don't bother with Pasi Berois. Person is thirsty, let him go and climb down into the Be'er, drink the water, and come up again. Just like we go in the street on Shabbos from and to Shul, and then we go home and we're inside our house, and no problem walking from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, so no problem in climbing down into the bar and drinking in the bar. So Kimor Eini, V'omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yehuda, Meshmul, Lehutru Pasi Berois El Be'er Mayim Chayim Bilvad. They only were Mater Pasi Berois for a Be'er of flowing water, where it flows naturally, subterraneously, from underneath the ground, but not for a bar. The Ila Behemoth, if you're telling me that the principal reason for Pasi Berois is for the animals don't care whether it's Be'er Mayim Chaim or whether it happens to be just Meik Shomim. Mali Chaim, Mali Mechunasim. After all, a Behemoth is a Behemoth is a Behemoth. He'll drink any type of water. So why does it have to be Dafke Be'er Mayim Chaim? Everything more Be'inan Midi Dechazi Li'odom. Einacharami, even though the principal reason why the Chachamim put together the institution of Pasi Berois was on behalf of the Behemois, but nevertheless, it's got to be a worthy Mechitza, which means the Mechitza has to be enclosing Mayim Chashuvim, says Rashi, which is Ro'ui Li'odam. If you see Rashi, the second line, Midi Dechaz Li'odam, Kimin De Mayim Meshavaluha, Mashvaluha Mechitza. It's the existence of the water in the Be'er that creates the Mechitza. Remember yesterday we said what happens if the water dries up during the day or new water comes in, etc. So it's the Mayim that is the one that creates the Mechitza. Being a Mayim Chashuvim, it has to be Apsa, Choshiva water, and not just Stam water. So even though the principal reason for the Pasi Berois is to give to the behemoths to drink, but it's the standard that the Chachamim set was for good first-class water, not for third-class water. There was another reason that we gave 3 days ago on Daf Yud Ches, why Dafke Be'erois as opposed to Boirois, and that was the Gemara said, Mishum de Paski. Paski means that if it's Boir of water that came from Meik Shaman, after a whole bunch of animals drink, there may not be any water left. And the Chachamim wanted to have Pasi Berois for the whole Shabbos. not just for half a Shabbos. So the Chayyim, we can give a second reason why Be'er Mayim Chayim, because we want to have, what is that, will have longevity, at least until after Shabbos, as opposed to Bar, which stops in the middle of Shabbos. Anyway, this is not my Kasha. Tois already asked his Kasha back on Daf Yud Ches. Why does the Gemara give two different reasons? Here it says because of choshevah waters, and it's royally Adam, and there we said Mishum Depaski, because it can go and stop prematurely on Shabbos. Anyway, so Tosfos says the reason for the two reasons is because it depends on which, in accordance with which man the Yom you're learning. Are you learning in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that says that ain oisim pasim el be'er harabim, or you look at learning like some of the other mandiyamim, like Rabbi Kiver, Hananiah, etc., that don't distinguish between boir harabim, boir hayochid. Anyway, that story is back on Daf Yud Ches. So, okay, what about the Gufa? We learned in the Braisa, which we just concluded, lehutu pasim biroitz el behemim bilvod. A person really doesn't need the benefit of Pasim Birois. If he's thirsty, let him climb down into the bar, let him climb up from the bar. However, the Braisa continues, what happens if it happens to be a wide bar? So you cannot easily hold on to the sides of the bar as you're climbing up and down. It's just too wide. There's no hand grip. Then even a person can rely on the Pasim Birois. So that wasn't the principal reason for the Takana, but if you have no Eitzah, you can be Somech on the Pasim Birois, even for a Bnei Adam. Now this is a repeat of the Braisa that we brought yesterday two times, that when you are going and filling up your bucket with water to go and feed the animal, don't go and take the bucket and hold it with one hand and hold the animal with the other hand and feed the animal from the bucket, but rather go and pour the water into a trough and let the animal drink on its own. And the reason for the concern is because if I'm going to hold the container in my hand and the animal may decide to move out of the Pasim Birois to go and drink, I might go and take my Davla, my container, and all to take it out of the Shus Rabim, and then I'll be over on the Moitzi Merishus Lirishus. That's what we learned yesterday in the Praisa. Freitimar Maskulin of Honor, if one asks, Imkein Mahoilu Pasim Birois, then what have we accomplished with the Pasim Birois? If you're telling me that you cannot continue holding the container in your hand, but you have to pour it out into the trough, why? Because I'm concerned about holding on to the container and carrying it from the Rishus HaYochan and Rishus HaRabim. So even after the Pasim Birois, I still have halacha concerns about carrying. What have the Pasim Birois accomplished? So the Gemara asks back rhetorically, Mahoy Ilu? Of course they have accomplished. Lemalis Mehen? Otherwise I couldn't even get water into the bucket in the first place. Because since the bucket has to go into the Rishus HaYochan to draw up the water, so I wouldn't even be able to draw water for purposes of pouring into the Avos. What type of question is that? But rather, El Mahoyil, Rosh HaVaribo Shel Para, back in our Mishnah, back on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, we said that the minimum shear of the Pasim Birois is an area of Rosh HaVaribo Shel Para, which means two amois. And we said that the reason why you want the two amois is because you want that even if the animal moves back and forth and shakes its head and wants to swerve to go and drink the water, but at least he won't take you out of the region of the Pasim Birois. But now that you're telling me that you cannot even hold on to the container, you have to pour it into the Avos. So why are you even talking about these two amois? Just every time you go and draw the water, pour it into the trough, which is located in the Pasim Birois section, and finished, and you're done. You don't need to have two amois long of the animal. Even if the animal can only stick its head in, and not its Rosh HaVarubai, I don't care. I'm no longer involved. I put the container, poured it into the Avos, I'm not holding it into any kli anymore. So Amar Abayi said, Ochama Yiskinon, Be'evis O'umid B'Rishus Rabim, Gevoya Asara, V'Roich V'Arbo, V'Roich Nichnas L'Bein HaPasim, V'Chuli. And the Gemara tells us the same explanation that we had twice in yesterday's Gemara on the Amud Beis. We had it twice because we had two versions, two Ikadi Amris, remember? And Bikitzur, since the Gemara is Mekatzer, what Abaye said yesterday is that normally, in fact, you can rely on a Roisha Veruba, and normally, in fact, you can hold the container in your hand and give water to the animal. Depending again on the two different lishoinis, are we talking about that he's holding the animal with the other hand, or whether he's not holding the animal with the other hand? You remember those were the two lishoinis. You recall that we spoke at the bottom of the Omud, even if it works for a regular behemah, maybe it doesn't work for a camel. And you remember that Brother Shai was being mefalpul about that last night. Manishtana hagomel mikola behemois. And we discussed that the gomel has a nice long neck and a big head, and therefore you may need more room than a regular animal. But the point is, Abaye says, under normal circumstances, yes, you can hold onto the container. You do not have to pour into the Avis. So, Ibazoi, why does the Braisa say, no, lo yimali odamayim yitel of an Abraham, they don't hold it in the container but pour it into the Avis? So we explained yesterday, it's talking about that the animal, for instance, was inside its own house, was drinking from the Avis. The Balabas has the right to go and carry the Kli from the Pasibirois out into the Shusaravim, as long as he's holding the Kli above the ear space of the Avos, because the Avos was 10 Tvachim tall. It was 4 Amos wide, therefore it had the real status of a bona fide Rishus HaYochid. So, even though he's walking the Shus HaRabim, he's carrying the Kli over the Shus HaYochid, that's perfect. Rashi brought from the Gemara later on in Daf Tzadik Tes, that Oymed Odom Rishus HaRabim, Umetaltel Rishus HaYochid, that's okay. However, in our Gemara yesterday, we said in that case, don't do it, because we're afraid that as he's carrying the bucket over the Avos and he's getting closer and closer to the behemoth, he might see that there is a hole in the wall, that there's a crack, there's a crevice, something needs to be repaired. And he might go and take the Kli and put it down on the ground. And then it'll be Moitzi Mereshus Mereshus from the Rishus HaYachad Rishus HaRabim. Oy, therefore we tell him, go and pour it out within the boundaries of the Pasibirois, don't take it out over the airspace of the Avos. And then you remember the Gemara asks, and what happens, worst comes to worst, if he puts it down, it's no difference than a person who's carrying Chafetzim Mizovius Lizovius within his own home, where the Akir was not for the purposes of being Oiker into Shusaram, it was to be Oiker in the Rishus HaYachar itself, so what's the problem? See, Gemara says, you're right, we're talking about that. After he inspected and perhaps even fixed the crevice, he might come to go and pick up the bucket again, which is sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, and bring it into the Rishus HaYachid, and it'll be over again, it'll be Moitzi Rishus Lirishus. Anyway, that was that price. Continuing on, Amr Diba Bar Abba, Amr Rav, Ein Burgenen Bibaba Voloi Pasi Birois Bichutzlaritz. Says Rabbi Amarabba in the name of Rav that today, in other words, the times of the Gemara, there's no longer a din of Burgenin in Bavel, and there's no din of Pasibirois in Chutzlaritz. Now, we know what Pasibirois is because we've been learning about that for the last 4 or 5 days. But what's named Burgenin? Burgenin are small huts or shacks that are used by shomrim, by security guards that are securing the safety of a crop, of a field, from either kanovim gazlonim, or from wild animals, or from whatever can come and destroy and cause trouble to a field. So you have these burgenim. These are the shacks or the huts where the shomer is sitting and he watches out to make sure everything is in order. Now, Mi'etz Hashem, when we learn a little bit more about Hilchos Eruvei Techumen, we're going to learn that every Jew has the right to go and walk on Shabbos. We're not talking about carrying now. A person has a right to walk outside of his Rishus 2,000 Amos in each direction. Once you go beyond 2,000 Amos, you have to make an Eruvei Techumen if you want to get a further extension of another 2,000 Amos in a particular direction. Now, the question is, where do you start marking or measuring the 2,000 Amos? So Bechem, we're going to learn later in our Masechta that if you live in a city, that entire city is considered to be your place of residence, and we only start counting the 2,000 Amis once you leave the borders or the boundaries of the city. And even after you leave the borders and boundaries of the city, what happens if the city's outer limits have been expanded because people have built housing outside of the city? It's no longer official city, it's beyond the city, but people have built houses. So we're going to learn that as long as the houses that we're talking about are within 70 and two-thirds amos of the city, you get a further extension. And if the next house is within 70 and two-thirds amos of the first house, then you can go to the second house. And if you have another house after that, you can have even 100 houses one after the other, as long as each one is within 70 and two-thirds amos of the previous house, you get a further extension, 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 until the end of those 100 houses. And then you start counting and measuring your 2,000 amos. What's the reason for 70 and two-thirds? Because we're giving the person an area equivalent to a base sosayim. A base sosayim is 5,000 square amos, sosayim kechotzer mishkan, which was 50 by 100. Now, if you take the square root of 5,000, you get 70 plus. If you take 70 times 70, you get 4,900. So if you get 70 and two-thirds, do the arithmetic, and you'll see it comes out to approximately 5,000 amos. So therefore the Chacham said, for purpose of Ruvit Chumen, as long as the next house is within 70 and two-thirds amos, then the city continues, and you only start measuring your 2,000 amos after that final house, after the outskirts of the city. Now there's another kula that the Chacham said. It doesn't even have to be a home where people live 365 days a year. It doesn't even have to be a home made out of beautiful cement and pillars and all the rest. It can even be a shack called a borgenin. That as long as you have these shacks within 70 and two-thirds amos from the city, you can consider that to be a new house, a new home, and start your 2,000 amos from the borgenin and further. Says our Gemara, but in Bavel, you cannot rely on these borgenin to extend your tchum. And the question is, why not? Says Gemara, borgenin mebavel loy deshchichi bidki. Bidki means there's a lot of heavy rains, a lot of flooding. And when these heavy rains and floods come, they wash away these borgenin, because these borgenin are not much stronger than your average sukkah. So if you have a strong gusty wind and a strong flood, a heavy rain, no more borgenin. Tzadifa says, Imara, that's why in Bavel, borgenin is such a flimsy, temporary structure vis-a-vis the local weather and the local climate, that this heter of borgenin does not apply in Bavel. What about Pasi Birois? You don't have Pasi Birois for Chutzlarts. And of course, now we're talking about post-Beis HaMikdash times and pre the Bayis HaShlishi. So now there are no Oli Regel, unfortunately. What do you do? In Chutzlar, it's Loid LeShechichi Mesifta. Mesifta, of course, is referring to yeshivas. And what Rashi explains is that even though Pasi Birois was originally meant for the Oile Regalim, like we started today's Braisa, however, the Chacham also expanded it to any Osei Mitzvah. So who are travelers that travel for mitzvah? Those Talmidim that are going from city to city or country to country to go and learn Torah in different communities and different places. So it's not like today that you can go and take cars or jets or trains or buses. You would go on slow-moving caravans and horses, etc. So very possibly you couldn't get to your yeshiva in time before Shabbos and you were stuck there next to a be'er. Fine, you can make your Pasi Birois, just like for the Oile Regel. All of these are the Oile Regel to yeshivas for purposes of learning. However, says the Gemara, unfortunately, there were only yeshivas at that time in Bavel. There were no yeshivas in Poras or Modai or other countries. So therefore, there was no need and no heter pasi berois. They only made pasi berois for people going to learn Torah and not just people traveling for business or something else.
Avul says, said it was only Oli Regalim.
Once again?
But earlier in the Shia, we quoted that it was only for Oli Regalim.
That was the principal reason why they instituted it. But either at the time or subsequently, they expanded it for other Osei Mitzvah as well. If you look at the Rashi, Shchichi Mesifta, the Rashi is about 10-12 lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. It says Rashi Shchich Mesifta, Liois Talmidim Holchim Meir Liir Lumei Torah, Upasi Berois Lehutru Ella, like Brother Shai says, Lioi Regalim, Ule Kiyoytze Behen Shaholchim Ledvar Mitzvah. So even though the Brisa focused on Oli Regalim, add a parenthetical to that Brisa, that Oli Regalim and the spiritual equivalents. Those that are going up to the Beis Hamikdash to bring karbonis 3 times a year for Oli Regalim, and those that are giving a karbon of their zman by learning constantly on a 24-hour basis or on a humanly possible basis in yeshivas, that's the equivalent of being Oli Regal, and therefore you can make pasi birois for them too. But in Chutz Laaretz there were no yeshivas, so no need for the pasi birois. Aval ipcha avdinen, but of course the reverse, you can. Meaning that in Bavel you can use Pasi Berois because people went to the yeshivas in Sura and Nehedah and Pumbedisa and wherever yeshivas were flourishing at that time in Bavel. And you can use Borginin b'chutz laretz because in Chutz Laretz they didn't have these heavy duty tidal waves and floods like you have in Bavel. So therefore you were able to go and have the benefit of the Borginin for purposes of your tchum on Shabbos. But there was another version. Like we just said now, because you have these big storms that will pull and wash away the borginim. Unfortunately, in Chutz Laaretz, there's so many ganovim that not only do they go and steal your wallet and your credit cards and pocketbooks, but they're going to steal the borginim themselves. The security agent has to be so careful, the security officer, because they're going to go and steal the whole building. Just like today, the police never got scared that they're going to burn down the police headquarters because of our friendly fellow Americans that are just protesting in a very non-violent, violent way. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so therefore, since the Shchiach Ganoven, Borginin doesn't help anywhere. Pasi Berois Bebovel Loi. Why can't you use Pasi Berois in Bavel? People are going to yeshiva. There's plenty of water to go around. You didn't need to come on to the Be'erois. Wherever you went, Baruch Hashem, there was plenty of water, so you didn't need to be concerned. Like we said before, because there were no Osei Mitzvah of Oile Regel or going to yeshiva, so they didn't have the institution of Pasi Berois. Says the Gemara, Omalei Rav Chizda Lemori Bereid Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yemiya Bar Abba. So we have here a memra of Rav Chizda to Mori Bereid Rav Huna, and shortly thereafter we're going to have a number of memras of Rav Chizda to Mori Bereid Demar, as we'll see shortly. Now Rav Chizda asks Mori Bereid Rav Huna, I have a question. Amri, I heard that Atisu Mi Barnash Lebei Knishta De Daniel. To have a tlosa parsi bishabata amaisam chlisu. It must be a borginin. Ho amar avu da avua mishmeidarav ein borginin b'bavel. What is this all about? There's a town called Barnash. And Barnash was 3 parsois away from a shul where they had evidence, they had historical accounts that Daniel had been mispal in that shul. Since Daniel was mispal in that shul, it was considered to be a holy site, and people, when they wanted to go and be mispal, they wanted to dafke daven where Daniel davened. Just like people want to daven at the koisel, the real koisel. I'm not talking about the koisel of your home, the koisel of the Beis Hamikdash, because people wanted to daven in a holy place where the Shechina was and continues to be in the Beis Hamikdash. So they wanted to go and daven in a place where Daniel, the great Daniel of Tanakh, where he was mispal, so the tefillahs would go up straight to Hashem, 1-2-3 without any delay. It would be a local call, not an international call. So people davened it. Now the problem is that from Bar Nash to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel was 3 parsois. What is 3 parsois? What is its relationship to the din of Tchum? So the din of Tchum is that you're allowed to go and walk up to 2,000 amis. 2,000 amis is the equivalent of 1 mil. Every parsa has in it 4 mil. Every 3 parsois, that's 3 times 4, has 12 mil. So instead of just walking 1 mil on Shabbos, and even with the benefit of an Erev being able to walk 2 mil in one direction, they walk the equivalent of 12 mil. So now Rav Chisda says, I know why you're doing that. Presumably you're relying on the Borgenin, which are all over the countryside after you leave Barnash. One Borgenin here and the next Borgenin there, each time within 70 and 2 amis, and Baruch Hashem, this extended for 12 mil for 3 parsois. That must be your heter for being able to walk on Shabbos beyond the normal tchum. Frey Timara, but amai samchisa, what did you rely on the Borgenin? Didn't we just get finished saying that in Borgenin b'bavel, that you cannot rely on Borgenin b'bavel, because since there are so many bidki, there are these so much flooding going on, the Borgenin are washed away, so these Borgenin have no halachic status. Said Mori Bered Rafuna to them, Nofak the Achvile, come with me, let me show you. Hanou Masvasa the Mivlein Beshivim Ama Vishirayim. I'm going to go and take you for a tour of the countryside, and you're going to see that either instead of or in addition to these Borgenin, there are charvois of old cities that dot the entire countryside. Meaning that years ago there were a bunch of towns and villages from Barnash until that shul that we were talking about of Daniel. And unfortunately over time, because of wars or battles or weather or whatever, a lot of these towns are now charv. But if you pass them, you'll see that you can still see the harvest of these towns, and therefore they still retain the shem of a home. Why? Because we still see machitzais. See, if you look at Rashi, about 10 lines higher, masvasa, says Rashi, the word masvasa is like mosa, town, like mosa machasya. It's a town. Ayoris charevois, these are ayoris that unfortunately were destroyed. The nishurisham, however, you can still make out mechitzas merabatim. Many of the houses, they still have the walls there. Nobody lives there, but you still have the walls. From Nin Hasim, Herakates, Ma'abrit. Nefesh, Shle Nifritza, Dahayna Matzevis, Kevim, Misaveris, Imo Ir, Valva Misha'ena Bayis Mamish. That even though these are no longer livable homes, but since they were homes at one time, you could still be mitzar of them in the Shivim Amma Vishirayim. That's the 70 and 2/3, like we said before, for purposes of the Tchum. So we're not relying on the Borgenin. We're relying on these old masvasa. With this, we conclude the halacha part of today's shir. And now we go into Agadata. And the reason for this Agadata is because we had Rav Chisda speaking to Mori Bered Rafuna. And now we have Rav Chisda Dorish, Rav Chisda Dorish Mori Bar Mar. I'm assuming that this is different than the previous Mori. But since in both cases we have a Mori, the Gemara talks now about Rav Chisda and Dorish Mori Bar Mar. What did he darsh in Maitach Sif? It says in Tillim, L'chol tichlo re'isi keit, rechova mitzvoscha mi'oit. Anything else I saw an end to, but when it comes to your mitzvahs, and specifically, when it comes to the Torah is rechova mi'oit, it's very, 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 very wide, very, very long. Everything else has a keit, has an end to it. But the Torah is almost immeasurable, it goes on almost infinite. Infinitely, as the Gemara is going to explain now. Says the Gemara, the pasuk that we just read now was David HaMelech from Tillim. David said, "Amorei David v'loy pirshoi." David said that the Rechovim mitzvos tamiyoid, but didn't pinpoint how much. He just said, "Oh, this is so long." He didn't say how much. Eiv also Amorei Eiv v'loy pirshoi. He also had a pasuk, as we're going to quote in another minute. And he also was not mefarish how much. Amor Yecheskel, Yecheskel also said Vilei Pirshoi, Ad Shebo Zecharia ben Idoi Upirshoi, until he came to the Novi Zecharia and he was Mefarsh. And the Gemara repeats, Amri David Vilei Pirshoi Dechsev L'chol Teichloritzi Keit Rechov Nitzchos Chomiyoit, but he doesn't say how long the Torah is. Amri Iyoi Vilei Pirshoi Dechsev Arucha Me'eretz Mida Urechov Mina Yom. What did Iyoi say? That the Torah is longer than Eretz Mida. It's longer than the midah, the measure of the land, and it's wider, minayam, from the seas. That still doesn't tell us how wide or how long it is. Omri Yecheskel lo pirsha. Yecheskel also didn't. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'yifreis oisah lefonoi. Now what is Yecheskel talking about? So Rashi says that he opened up a megillas toydeh shebal peh, hero, as if the Mishnais and the Gemaras were written out in Megillah form on a scroll similar to Tanakh. So he says, Yecheskel v'vrifayis ois lefonai, they opened up this scroll of Torah Shebaal Peh, v'ksuva ponim v'ochar, and it was written on both sides of the cloth, like two-sided paper pages that we have in our books, in our Svarim, written on both sides. V'kosev eleho, and what was written in this scroll, Kinem, the Hege, the He. Says the Gemara, what are these three? Kinem zuper noshen shel tzadikim v'olam hazeh. Kinem is like kinois, lamentations, like we say on Tisha B'Av. And that's referring to the Puranis, the punishment that the tzadikim are going to get on this world for the Averis that they did on this world so that they should be purified for next world. V'chein v'oymetak says in the Pasuk, Kinehi v'koinenua. Again, kina from a lashon of lamenting, of regretting, of kinais. The hege, hege means joy. Zu matan schar shel tzadikim los alove. This is talking about the schar of the tzadikim of Yenevelt. Of chenu oimer, like it says in the pasuk, alei higoyin v'chinar. That accompanying the higoyin, the joy was the playing on the kinar. I believe kinar is translated as a harp or another musical instrument, and that's how they really were able to elevate the joy. The he zui panusen shel rishoyim la'osad lovei. The he means woe and groaning and moaning and sorrow. That's the paronis that rishoyim can have for the next la'osad lovei. V'chein oimer hoiva al hoiva tovei. Hoiva al hoiva. The word hoiva in this case means another calamity, another disaster will follow on the foots of the first disaster. You first have the whole chrono epidemic, pandemic, and then you have the Black Lives Matter, and all the other tzuras that we've been enduring for the last few months. Hoiva al hoiva, one tzara after the other tzara. So that the he is also from the lashon of hoiva, also of tzaras. So that's all written in this scroll of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's obviously long, and it's written double, front and back, but we still don't have a shiur. Ah, Chiboz Chari ben Idoi Upirsha. He now told us what's the distance, if you will, what's the length of the Heilige Torah? The Chassidut says in the pasuk, "Me'ir me'lai ma'at roya." What do I see? Va'oimar, and I said, "Ani roya, I see a Megillah offer again, a scroll of Torah, of the Torah, Shemachsav and Torah Shemal Peh. Megillah offer, offer means a folded scroll. Or ke'esrim ba'ama, the length was 20, or rechava esrim ba'ama, and the width was 10. So it's 20 by 10." If we would stop here, that means 20 by 10 is 200 square amas. However, since we said it's talking about a Megillah Offa, that means it was bent over, it was folded, let's now straighten it out, unfold the fold, and how much are we going to have now? It's no longer going to be 20 by 10, Havila Esrin Be'esrin. Now it's going to be 20 by 20, which of course is 400 square amas. Uksiv hi ksuva ponim the achar, going back to the earlier pasuk that we had with Yecheskel, where Yecheskel said that in that scroll it was written on both sides. B'chikalfisla, if you were to go and divide the cloth down the middle, meaning if you're able to separate the top part from the bottom part, and you'll remember back in the Sefer Shabbos we talked about cloth and duchsusus, one being higher, one being lower, being multiple layers on the skin of the animal. So if you were able to go and divide and separate the upper level and the bottom level, so now I have both sides of the page written out in front of me. Kama havila, how much would that be? That would again be double, since it's written on both sides and I'm now taking them apart. So now I have the panim v'achar together. So now I have arboim b'esrim. Now it's 40 times 20. 40 times 20 is 800 square tamas. Okay, so that's the length of the Torah. How does that compare to the world? Uksiv, it says in the pasuk, mimodad v'sha'oloi ma'ayim. Sha'oloi is referring to a fist. How do you go and measure water with your fist? V'shamayim v'zeretz tikein. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu established the Shemayim, the heavens, he did it with a measure of a zeres. Now a zeres is a half an am. If a zeres is a half an am, and we're assuming it's zeres al zeres, we're going to go and square the half an am. So half times a half, how much is a half times a half? It's a quarter. So therefore the entire Shemayim is one quarter amma squared. The Torah is 800 amos squared. So if you compare 800 square amas to a quarter of an amma square, what's the difference? 3,200 times. Because if 800 amas is 800 times one amma, and we're not dealing with one amma, we're saying the Shemayim was a total of a quarter of an amma, so 800 times 4 gives you 3,200, and that's what the Gemara says, Nimtza kol ha'olam kulay. The entire world is echan mishloishis alofim umasoyim batoira. It's only one part out of 3,200 amas full of Torah. What the Gemara needs to tell us is that Zechariah is now telling us how long the Choltichler Isi Keitz Rechavim Mitzvahs Chameyoid, 3,200 times the rest of the world. Now we know Darshan New Pasuk. Again, the Umar of Chizda Dorish Mori Barmar. Again, the same Rav Chizda is repeating a drush of a Mori Barmar. My Chizda says in the Pasuk. V'neishnei dudoi te'enim mu'odim lefnei heichal Hashem. Now, if you have the Torah Ora Sholeim, you'll see that there are two fairly lengthy psukim, and the Gemara is quoting first from a part of the first Pasuk, and then jumps to the next Pasuk. It's, in my Gemara, it's Os Tes on the very bottom. It says, Hareini Hashem, or Hirani Hashem, V'nei Shnei Dudoe Te'enim, Mu'odim Lefnei Heichal Hashem, etc. The next Pasuk says, skipping a line, Hadud Echad Te'enim Toives Ma'oid, Kise'enei Habakurais, V'hadud Echad Te'enim Ro'ais Me'oid, Asher Loisir Chalna Me'roya. So the Gemara is telling us is, by quoting these two Psukim in Yermia, there were two Dudoim. Now, normally, when we think of Dudoyim, we think of the famous story of Rachel and Leah with the Dudoyim. The Dudoyim is a type of fragrant flower. Some people say it's a violet. But anyway, this is even Hagan Samasa that Leah wanted the Dudoyim, and Rachel says, it's my Dudoyim, and she made a bit of a financial transaction. We all know that from the Parsha in Bereishis. Here, however, we're talking about Dudoyim in a different sense, and that is the word dud, even used today in Eretz Yisrael. Steve can attest to the fact that people talk about a dud shemesh. Dud in the Gemara Lashon means a very large pot or a very large tank. That's where the dud shemesh comes.
The Nazir cooks at shlomim in the dud.
Good.
He throws his hair. He shaves his hair and throws it under the dud.
Beautiful. So that's the dud. Says our Gemara, the dudoyim that we're talking about is two large pots. And one large pot, quoting the Gemara, v'nei shnei dudoi, the word dudoyim is plural for dud. Multiple duds are not dudim, but dudoyim. V'nei shnei dudoi, we have now these two pots. Both of them are filled with te'enim, with figs. Mu'odim, Rashi says, mu'chonim lefnei heichal Hashem. I guess they were set up, put down in front of the heichal, in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe this is Bikurim, remembering that this week, Parshas Kisavai, we begin the Parsha talking about the Bikurim. So they put down these two large pots with the Te'enim before the Heichal Hashem. Hadud Echad, one of the two Dudim was full of Te'enim Toivis Mo'oid, delicious, beautiful, wonderful figs. Kite'enei HaBakurais. Rashi says HaBakurais means that they are already ripe or about to be ripened. Look at the top. Rashi, Te'enim Chashuvois, HaMamaris, Le'Spashal. choshev of figs that are going to soon be nice and ripe and gishmak. Vadurech, and the other dud was ta'inim merois moed, unfortunately not such good ta'inim, asher loisi achalna meroya, which were inedible because of how bad they were. Okay. So now, what is this referring to? It says, these are the grois of tzaddikim. That's a reference to the tzaddikim. These are the rishon gemurim, the bad guys. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, Ovad sivram ubotel sikuyam, that the bad guys, the rishon gemurim, unfortunately, they don't have any hope. They don't have any possibility of being rehabilitated or being able to enter Gan Eden, because unfortunately these are bad guys. Tamaloyim, that's why I have another pasuk, and now I go from Yirmiyah to Shir Hashirim. Hadudoyim nosnu reach v'al psachenu kol migodim, says the Gemara. Hadudoyim nosnu reach. Now we are using the dudoyim in the traditional sense of the fragrant flowers, like we have by Leah and Rachel. Hadudoyim nosnu reach elu ve'elu. Both the tzaddikim and the rishoyim asidim sheyitnu reyach, they will be able to emit a beautiful scent. Presumably, when we're talking about the rishoyim gemurim, if and when they do tshuva, then miyat Hashem they will yitnu reyach. So don't think that a rasha is hopeless and helpless. Every rasha can go and do tshuva and rehabilitate himself. On Friday, I was talking to someone by the name of David Gwertz, and he asked me to repeat this Torah to as many people as I know, so I don't know that I'm going to repeat it to everybody, but I'll share it with you. We are saying now in Ledovit every day, Acha sha'alti mi'eis Hashem oisa avakesh, shifti v'eis Hashem kol yimei chayai. So he said that the word oisa avakesh is the exact same gematria as Baal Tshuva. And in fact, I did the calculation, and he's right. It's 8:15 or 9:15, each one of them Baal Tshuva, and Oysa Vakesh is the same. So therefore, during these Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ach HaShe'alti Mi'eis Hashem. I, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we only have one Bakasha. What is that Bakasha? Oysa Vakesh, that we should become Baal Tshuva, and we able to shift to the Beis Hashem, Koy Mechai, be able to be Zoche from the Hashra Sashchina, if we do a proper Tshuva. So, the Rishoyim do a proper tshuva, hopefully, and then they will also emit a beautiful fragrance, just like the Dudoyim. Now, since we started talking about this Dudoyim, we leave Rav Chisda and Muri Barmar, and now we have Rava darshaning the pasuk that we just quoted, Dorish Rava Maidach Siv, how Dudoyim nosnu reach, and the pasuk continues, Val Pesachenu kol megodim, and the pasuk continues, Chadoshim gam yishonim, Doidi tzafanti loch. Now we know that Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadoshim, as we had at the end of Masechta Shabbos, and we also know that it's written in the form of a love song between Kaviyachol Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And a lot of the Lishoinois sound very, very lovely and romantic, and virtually all of them Chazal Darshin in a very, very high spiritual way. So the Gemara is now explaining Hadudoyim nosnu reach. These frequent flowers, these are referring to Eile Bachuri Yisrael Shloi Toamu Tamchet. We're talking about the Erlich, a wonderful Bochrim from Klal Yisrael, that are Noki from sinning. Val Psachinu Kol Megodim Eile Benois Yisrael. Now we're talking about the girls. Shemagidois Pischein Lebaalehen. What means Magidois? The word Psachinu is referring to the Pesach down below, the Pesach Ho'erva, kol migodim is from a lotion of magidois pischein. What is magidois? Explains Rashi that when married women get their periods, they become nidois, they immediately tell their husbands that they have to go and refrain from relations for the next couple of weeks until they do their tahara and they go to the mikveh, etc. So the migodim means magidois pischein levalei. Lishnachrin, another pshat is that Benois Yisrael are oidois pischein lebalein, that they make sure that they don't live with anybody else other than their husbands, including prior to their getting married, so that when they get married, they will be virgins, they will be psulois, and that's the inyan of psachenu kom legodim, they're oidois pischein, they lock up their pesach down below, so that it should be opened the first time by their husbands. And it continues on Chadoshim Gam Yishanim. Toidi Tzefantiloch. Om Rakanaz Yisrael Amnei Kodesh Baruch. Klal Yisrael says, Rabbeinu Shalom. Har Begzeirus Gezarti Al Atzmi Yois Mi Masha Gezart Olai. The Kiyamtim. We have, of course, the Yishanois. Yishanois or Yishanim. Yishanim means all the mitzvahs which are written in the Torah, which are, if you will, old, because we already received them thousands of years ago when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. But since then, we've added so many chadoshim, so many additional gezeirois of the chachamim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, I mekayim all of them, the chadoshim gam yishanim, both the halachas that are written in the Torah, and the chadoshim, the new gezeirois that the chachamim come up with from time to time. So that's the doidi tzefanti loch, Kodesh Baruch Hu, my beloved tzefanti loch. The word tzefanti doesn't only mean to wait, but also means to go and be shomer. So shomer, of course, has itself a double meaning, just like shomer Shabbos, a person who keeps the Shabbos, and shomer Shabbos, a person who's waiting every single day of the week. I can't wait for Ovid shomar es hadover. Yaakovina wanted to go and see what's going to be of these dreams of Yosef. So here too, Tzofanti Loch is that I watched carefully over these Chadoshim Gam Yishanim, and I was Makayim, all of them, I fulfilled them. Only Rav Chisda Ahub Midrabon, the Havikam Mesadr Agadat Kamei. Rav Chisda had one of the Talmidim who was being Mesadr the Agadata, and he asked him, Misha Mielecha, in the Pasuk that we just quoted, Chadoshim Gam Yishanim Mahu, what's the difference between the new and the old? Amalei Eilu Mitzvahs Kalos VeElu Mitzvahs Chamurais. The Yishanim are the Mitzvahs Chamurais. The Chadoshim are the Mitzvahs Kalos. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain at this point in the Gemara that we're talking about halachas in the Torah, which you have the main body, which is Chamur, and then you have additional parts of the Mitzvahs, which are Kal. For instance, we've been talking about Hilchei Shabbos. We know the 39 malachas of Shabbos. We know that Chas V'Shalom, a person is over one of these 39 malachas, then mazed it with Asra, Chas V'Shalom, there's Skila. So that's Mitzvahs Chamuras. But then you have dinim of Shabbos like Eruvei Techumen, the whole din of Techum, even according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that it's Tiraisa, but it doesn't rise to the level of Lamed Tes Malachas. If a person, according to Rabbi Akiva, were to go beyond his Chum Shabbos, maximum he would get Malkis, but he wouldn't get Misa. So that's what Gemara means to say, that these are Kalois compared to the Mitzvahs Chamurais. Another example given is, in Hilchos Aroyos, the actual living with an Erva, that's of course a Mitzvah Chamura. Chas V'Shalom, you either have a Misa Bidei Bezdin, or even those that there is no Misa Bidei Bezdin, but there is Kareis, Kechol by all of them. These are all mitzvahs chamuris. What happens if a person doesn't chas v'shalom do such a thing, but he's over on hilchos yichud? Oh, so that is of course kal compared to chamuris, but that's also not there. So that's what it means, mitzvahs kal, mitzvahs chamuris. But the Gemara at this point is assuming that we're talking all about divrei Torah and not any new gezeiros or takonis of the chacham. So Amalei, Rav Chisda now says to Ahu Midraban, V'chi Torah pa'amim pa'amim nitna, was the Torah given at different stages? It was all given together at one time. So even if it's mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras, but why is this called chadoshim and yishanim? And therefore, Ella halolmi divrei Torah, halolmi divrei soifrim. When we're talking about Yishanim, those are Divrei Torah that was given by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe on Har Sinai. Divrei Soifrim means the Chachamim of each generation that go and make Gedorim and Takanois for Klal Yisrael. Those are the Chadoshim that we're talking about. Doresh Rava. We just had Rava with Darshaning the Pasuk of the Didoim Nos Noreach. So now the Gemara continues with another Drosha of Rava, a Pasuk in Kehelis. May Dechzev, the Yoisa Mehema Benihi Zoher, Azois Asois Seforim Harde Ein Kates V'Lahag Harbe Yigias Basar. What is this Bni Hizor Asois Seforim Harde? Says the Gemara, Bni Hizor B'Divrei Soifrim Yoisim B'Divrei Torah. that when it says Yizor, it means, my son, Klal Yisrael, be more careful in fulfilling the Divrei Sofrim, that means of Chazal, of the Chachamim, even more than you are careful and scrupulous about being Mekayim Divrei Torah. Why? Should Divrei Torah Yesh Ben Aseh V'lo Yisaseh. When it comes to Divrei Torah, sometimes when you're being over Naseh, sometimes you're being over Lo Yisaseh, which of course are big ticket items, but it's an Aseh Mita Lo Yisaseh. However, Divrei Sofrim, Kolo Oivral Divrei Sofrim Chayim Nisa. Where does it say that if you're Oivral Divrei Torah Chayim Nisa? So again, when Rashi quotes a Gemara that we had not too long ago, that it says that Chas Hashom, a person is Oivran Divrei Chazal, Poiritz Geder Yishchenu Nochosh. We had this back in Masechta Shabbos, because the Gemara was talking about over there that someone that took one of the remedies for a bite of a snake, and unfortunately he didn't get it in time, because to get that you had to have a special thing that had to be burned, and each time he ran to the other part of town to try to get it, and by the time he got it, there was nothing left. And the Gemara said, why did he die? Because he must have been poiritz geder yishchenu nochosh, and the nochosh of the Rabbanan is stronger than your regular nochosh, and the venom nebuch killed him. Anyway, what do you see from that? If you're even divrei sofrim mechayev misa, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to trivialize and mock and not give the sufficient seriousness to tekonis of Chazal. Shem betoimar, im yesh ben mamish neimar luim yichtavu, you're going to say to me, wow, if these divrei sofrim are so heavy duty, how come they're not included in the Torah Shebichsav? How come this was added in later generations, now to expand, if you will, the Torah Shebal Peh? Says Gemara, Omar Kro Asoy Svarim Harbe Ein Ketz. So what's the Raya from that? Explains Rashi, that if you're going to write down not only the Torah Shebichsav, but the Torah Shebal Peh, including later Takonos and Gezeros, etc., it'll be just Asoy Svarim Harbe Ein Ketz. The greatest library in the world won't be able to hold on to all those svarim. And as we know from today, every day new svarim, Baruch Hashem, are generated by Talmidei Chachamim. If you take all those svarim and you put them back to back in a library, that library would go from here to Chicago and back, and there would still not be enough room for all the svarim. So that's Asoy Svarim in Kates. The reason why the Divrei Sofrim is not included in the Torah itself, because it's just Rechovim Min Hayom, it's just so, so long. The Pasuk says, V'lag harbi yigias basar. Now initially the Gemara interprets the word lahag as if it would say la'ag with an ayin, because aleph hey ches an ayin are mischalef, and la'ag means chas v'sholom to mak or to denigrate. And therefore Amar Papa v'rei d'rav acha b'rei bar adam v'shmei d'rav acha bar ula malamit shekol hamal'ig, whoever maks al divrei chachamim nidoin chas v'sholom, his punishment is betzoya reisachas, with hot excrement. That's the giyas basar. Then unfortunately that's the type of he's going to boil alive, so to speak, in hot excrement. It's going to be really bad. So that's the la'ag harbe. Maskel Rava. Rava said, why do you have to darshan the word la'ag as if it says la'ag? Miksiv la'ag lahagsiv, and therefore let's learn a pashut. The word hoige means a person who learns Torah by immersing himself with horavanya, with great yigias haTorah. Then you know what he's going to have. He's going to have yigias basar. He'll be toyim tam basar. He'll go and taste the finest cuisine, the finest rice piece of roast beef, geschmack. That's how beautiful and how delicious it is. So don't learn la'ag harbi yigias basar in a negative way, that a person who's marking Torah chulila, but to the contrary, la'ag harbi, a person who harvests in learning, afterwards when he finishes learning, he says, ah, tos yin azeh yishmak, it was so delicious. Sigred and gevaldik. Tonerban, now the Gemara tells us a fascinating story about Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, unfortunately, was in jail, and the reason why he was in jail is because of one sin, and that sin was that he was teaching Torah Barabbim. And he had a Mishoris there in prison by the name of Yeshua Garsi. The word Garsi, says Rashi, is either the name of a place, or it means he was a Tochen Grisim, Prisim are beans, and therefore his parnasa was to go and grind up the beans. Anyway, his name was Rabbi Shua Garsi. He was Misharsi. Chol yom v'yom, every day hayu machnisen loy mayim b'mida. Every day Rabbi Shua Garsi would bring to Rabbi Kiva a very nice large container full of water. Yom echad, one day mitzoy shem beis asurim, the warden of the beis asurim of the jail, saw Rabbi Shua Garsi. Omaloy, and he said, hayoyim imech merubin. Wow, the amount of water in this container is huge. What are you using this water for? Shemalachter beiso asurim atatorach. Perhaps you're going to go and pour this water on the floor, and as a result, try to make the dirt floor become muddy and easier in terms of trying to dig it up and softening the earth, and maybe to plan an escape to get Rabbi Kiva out of prison. Is that what you need so much water for? Shafachetzi, therefore he poured out half of the water. Then he gave him the second half. When he brought the remaining water to Rabbi Kiva, Omalai, Rabbi Kiva was quite upset, and he said to his shamas, Yeshua, you know very well, Shazakirani, I'm already an old individual. And my sole source of food and support is you, that you're bringing me every day the water and the food into the jail. And you only have half of the water today? What's going to be? So Sachlai, Sir Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Akiva, don't blame me, Sachlai Kalei Samura. It's the warden of the jail that poured it out. Om Maloi, Sir Rabbi Akiva said, tenli mine, give me the water that you have, She'etul Yod, I should be able to go and wash my hands, because I want to be able to wash hands for eating bread. Is Om Maloi Lishtoi Sein Magian, there's not enough water here even to drink. Little Yodelcha Magian, you want to use the water up for purposes of washing your hands. Om Maloi, Sir Rabbi Akiva said, Ma'esa, what can I do? She'chayoven Aleya Misa. If Chas HaSholem, I don't wash my hands before I eat, I'm going to ignore the Takanas Soifin, the Takanas Chachamim. We said before, Kala Oyra Debe Safram Chayim Misa. Mutav Omos Misas Atzmi, I would prefer dying a death of thirst for not being able to drink water. Fli ever al das chaveirai benapi oivri chasasholom on dibri chazal, that you have to wash your hands. Omru, and they said, Taka, they attested the testimony about Rabbi Kiva, loi toam klum achehevi loi mayim, the notal yodav, he wouldn't eat or drink anything until he washed his hands, netilas yidayim, before he was going to eat. Kishashamu chachomim bedav, when the chachomim eventually heard this story, Omru, wow, Ma bezignusikach. Can you imagine now he's a zaken, he's old and feeble and frail, and he still has enough willpower and enough stamina to be able to withstand the urge to eat and to drink and to say, I'm going to use this water for until Sidai. Bialdus al achas kamakama in earlier years, can you imagine how much willpower he had then? Umama bebesa surimkach. Especially he's in a jail where he's really under very oppressive circumstances, and he's able to withstand the urge to go and drink the water. Shalom Beis Yisroel, Achaz Kam V'Kama. Can you imagine how strong he was when he was Shalom Beis Yisroel, when he was out in the open, not in jail? They tell the identical story about the Kloisenburg Aruv, that the Kloisenburg Aruv was on a train to Auschwitz, to the death camps, and he didn't have any water. And he asked people for water there in the train. And they traded the water for money or for cigarettes or whatever the currency was. And he promptly took the water and he washed his hands with it. People said, Rebbe, the water is for drinking. No, that's more important for him to do than the Tilas Yadayim, than drinking the water. People were spoiled how a person could have such a madrega in such under such dire circumstances. But obviously he was following in the footsteps of Rabbi Kiva, that the Rechitzas Yidayim was more important to him than the drinking of the water. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara tells us now, Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, B'shoa Shetikin Shloime Erevin Atilas Yidayim, when Shloime Melech was Masak in the Inyan of Erevin and Atilas Yidayim, Yotza Basko, Elabasko Kimad V'omra, V'ni Im Chacham Libcha, Yismach Libi Gam Oni, if you are so smart, oy, my heart rejoices for you. Va'oymer, another pasuk, Chacham Bini, you're so smart, the Samach Libi, Vashiva Chorfi Tov, I'll be able to go and tell all of my Chorfim, all of my makers, I'll be able to say, see my Shlomo Melech, how smart he is, how brilliant he was, Mesakin Eruvin and Tivus Yadayim. So now I heard two Torahs on this Eruvin and Tivus Yadayim. One of them, my brother-in-law showed me yesterday, my Yonashal Torah. It brings from the Sadigere Rebbe, the grandfather of the one that just passed away. Rebbe, a young Sadigere Rebbe, passed away about 2 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, all of 65 years old. And his grandfather said the following Torah. You remember back on Daf Yudzayin Umid Aleph in the Mishnah, it said that Arba Dvorim Potru Bamachne. There were four halachas that were said about a machna, meaning people that are going out to war. One is Mevi'in Eitzim Yimok Mikom Mokom, they can use wood everywhere. But Ulta Peturim Erchitzis Yadayim Umidmai Umila'arev. If you're in war, you're parted from Rechitzis Yadayim and you're parted from Erevin. Aha. In Tanakh it says that from the times of Yeshua until the times of David HaMelech, there were constant battles, constant wars. Even at times of David HaMelech, that's where you have the Gemara talks about Kibish Yochid, Shmei Kibish, Lav Shmei Kibish. David HaMelech was also a warrior in war, and that's one of the reasons that it says that David HaMelech was not able to officially open the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be accomplished by his son Shlomo Melech. And it says about Shlomo Melech that Baruch Hashem, by the time he became Melech, things had settled down in Eretz Yisrael, and things were already quiet, and people were living in peace, at least for a period of time. Since people are living in peace, until now they were parted from Netilas Yadayim and Erevin. Now, Shlomo Melech said, Rabbi Esai, we have to reinstate those halachas that people have not been putting into practice for all these years, because people have been constantly going into battle, into war. Don't forget, Erevin Netilas Yadayim, and therefore he reestablished, not Tikkun, that he made the original Takana, the Takana was already generations before Shlomo Melech, but Shlomo Melech reinstated them. Then I also saw a bard years ago from the Kotzker. The Kotzker, as you know, had very sharp Torahs, and so he says that with Shlomo Melech, the Chochmah of Shlomo Melech in being Mesakan Eruvin to Netilas Yadayim was Eruvin, a person has to be Me'uruvin Mabriyos. A person has to be there out in society, and he has to be, work with many other people of many different walks of life. But at the same time, he has to be Notl Yadayim. Notl Yadayim means he has to keep his distance. Therefore, that combination, that ongoing tension of being buddy-buddy with everybody, ahava towards your fellow individual, your fellow man, Jewish and even non-Jewish, that's all wonderful, but not for Yadayim, but at the same time, don't automatically go and drink in their bars or attend their parties, because then we, Chas v'Shalom, have the problem of Yayin Nesach or Stam Yenim leading to assimilation and all that. So you have to be Mu'uriv, yes, part of the club, but until Yadayim, but don't be the most active club member, sit in back of the club sometimes, be not for Yadayim. That's the tremendous Chochmah that a person has to be able to weigh each one of those on an ongoing basis. See, Barry wants to say something.
Yeah, very appropriate for, washing your hands and social distancing. You have to be with people, but you have to, there's a tension. You have to wash your hands and follow. That same tension exists today. It's still here.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, we need Shlomo Melech's Chochmah even today to be Me'uriv and Mabriyos, go to Shul and Daven, but you still got to wear your masks and wash your hands and do your social distancing. Beautiful. Continuing on the Gemara. Dorish Rava, another drush of Rava. Maidah says in the pasuk, Chadoi di neitze hasoda, nolina bakforim, nashkim ala kromim, nira imporcha hagofen, pasach hasmodar, hei neitze horimoinim, shom etein ez doidai loch. Poshib shat is, again in this love story of Shira Shirim, l'chadoi di, come, let's go, my beloved, neitze hasoda, let's go out into the field, nolina bakforim, let's go and reside in the towns, Nashkim alakramim, let's get up early, go into the vineyards. Nira, let's see in Porcha Hagefen if the vines, the flowers of the vines, of the leaves of the vines, if they have started sprouting. Pasach Hasmoder, as you know, smoder is already a later stage of development when you're talking about grapes. Hey, Nates, remind them, let's go and see whether the remain of the pomegranates have their nates on top, that they've all just started blossoming. And there I will go and give you my beloved, my presence or what have you. So now the Gemara dashes. What does that mean? Omer Kedetz Yisrael Veni Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael Tzvah says, Hashem, Rebbe Yishlelem, Al Tadineini Ki Yoish Vei Krachen, Shiesh Ben Gezel V'Aroyus Yishvua Shav V'Shvua Sheker. Don't look upon me as if I live in the big cities, because in the big cities, unfortunately, there's a lot of crime. How come there's so much crime of Gezel Aroyus, Gezel and Aroyus Yishvua Shav? So Rashi says, Krochen, see Rashi is a bet. It's halfway down the Umud in the Gemara. Look next to that is Krochem, says Rashi. Mokim Shvokim, where you have lots of large marketplaces. Hey, the Yishav Gadol, lots of people reside in the Krochem. The regular Roichlim, the Sochrim, Metsu Yisham. So you have a lot of peddlers, you have a lot of Sochrim, you have a lot of people, businessmen that are there, and they're constantly going back and forth and peddling their wares, and salesmen, etc. Unfortunately, there's a lot of interaction, a lot of commerce, a lot of people, visitors and tourists and this and that. It's really busy, and unfortunately, as a result, crime will occur. Rather, let's not go into the krochem, let's go into the kfarim, where things are much quieter, a rural community, crime is very rare, etc. Says Klai Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's go into the fields. There, I'm going to show you that they are learning Torah under very difficult circumstances. Says Rashi, what does this have to do with the Soda? He says, I'm going to go and show you farmers that are knee high every day in the mud, going and plowing and sowing their fields and reaping their harvest. And it's really busy, and this is back-breaking work. When they have extra time at night or during the day, when they have a break, before davening, noch davening, whenever they have a chance, they open up a sefer and they're learning. Nalina bakfarim. I'll take you bakfarim ele bakoifrim. Koifrim, of course, are heretics, apikorsim. Who are these people? Let me go and show you those people that you put a lot of toiva, and unfortunately they were koifer against you. Who is this referring to? This is referring to the Bnei Esav, not from Klal Yisrael, but Rishoyim of the Umayis Ha'olam. These are the bad guys, these koifrim. I'll show you how you constantly still give them abundant wealth, and etc., and they are koifer against you. Nashkim lekramim. Let's go into the shuls and to the bati medrash. The reason why they're compared to kromim, as you remember from the Gemara at the end of Masechtas Brochos, where we have the famous Kerem Biavne, and Kerem Biavne is not referring to the modern day yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, but it's referring to the fact that in Yavne, that's where the Mokum Torah was at that particular time when Jews fled Yerushalayim and they went to Yavne. Anyway, in Yavne, they learned by setting up rows and rows of seats and tables or shtenders, and it looked just like in a vineyard where it's set up in rows. So here too, the Bakanesis, but the Midrashis are compared to Kromim vineyards where people are sitting or standing in rows. Near in Paruch HaGefen, what is that referring to? Eli Bali Mikra. Let's see the people that are Tanakh experts. Pasach HaSmodar, Eli Bali Mishnah, the people that know Mishnah is Palpeh. And Eitzurimoyim Elibal Gemara, those that really can know how to go deep into the Torah to understand it and to understand Gemara. Shom Etin is Doidai Lach Erachab Kvoidi VeGoyli. I will show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu my honor and my majesty. What is that? My claim to fame is the Shavach, the Shvach, the praise of Bonai Ubnoisai. Now, what is that? The Gemara doesn't tell us. However, the Meforshim explain what's the next pasuk after the pasuk which we just read. So if you go here to the Torah Or HaShalem, you'll notice pasuk Hey, it are the psukim that we just darshan now at length. L'chadoi di neitzi hasada nalina makvar nashkim alakram nira parch hasmoder hagefen etc. etc. And that pasuk is Shir Hashirim Zayin Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Obviously, the next pasuk is going to be Shir Hashirim Zayin Yud Dalit, which is the first pasuk Aleph. Hadudoyim nosnu reach the alpsachenu kol migodim chadoshim gam yishanim doidi tzafanti loch. Ah, what is the daich of the dudoyim nosnu reach? What did Rava say before? Those are the Bachura Yisrael Shlei Toam Utam Chait. What Psachenu Kol Megodim Eil Benois Yisrael Shemagidois Pischeim Levaleim or Oigdois Pischeim Levaleim. Oh, so that's the continuation of these Psukim. Shom Etain Etain is Doi Dailoch. I will show you my Goydel, my Kovoid. The Shvach Bonei Benoisai. That's referring to the next Pasik. My Bachura Yisrael that didn't sin, and the girls that similarly didn't sin, either as nidois or before they got married, etc. Amr of Amnuna, my Yisrael said the Pasuk Yidaber Shloishes Alof and Moshul. This is talking again about Shloime Melech, and Shloime Melech is said 3,000 Mishalim, 3,000 parables. By his Shiroi Chamish Ve'Elef, and his Shira, his song to Hashem, was 1,005. What does this mean? Every part of the Heilige Torah, Shloime Melech said about it, 3,000 Mishalim, in other words, to explain the Pshat and the reason and the basis and the premise, etc., behind every word in the Torah, 3,000 Mishalim. And I'll call David Zavah Shel Soifrim, the later Divrei Soifrim, the later Takonis and Gzedis of Chazal. There he said, Chamisha Ve'elef Tamim, 1,005, again, reasons supporting what the Dover shall suffer. Dorish Rava. Rava says, Ma'itach Sibbe says the Pasuk, V'yoyse shahoye keheles chocham, oid lime da'ases on v'izen v'chiker, tikin misholim harbe. Now, again, keheles, as you all know, is Shloim HaMelech, and it says about Shloim HaMelech, this Pasuk is at the end of keheles, and that more than what's written here in Kehelis, Shlomo Melech was a chocham oid limei das sa'om izan chiker tikim shalom harbe. Ah, there's so much more to Shlomo Melech than what is written in Kehelis. So says Yimar, limei das sa'om, what does that mean? The agmarei b'simonei tamim. He explained to them simonei tamim. What means simonei tamim? So I have a Rashi over here, about 8 lines before the end. Agmarei b'simonei tamim. Kovalom mesoiris v'simonim bein b'tevis ha-mikra. In other words, in the Chumash, in the Torah, he told us the Tamim. The Tamim could refer to the trop, could refer to the punctuation, where you're supposed to end each one of the Psukim, etc. In other words, he gave us the full structure of how you're supposed to write and understand the Torah. Being begins the Shul Mishnah, similarly, when it comes to the Mishnayis and the Gemaras, he also gave us Simonim, how to understand, how to learn, how to codify, how to put it all together. And presumably the Simonim could also be the Simonim like we find in the Gemara from time to time, like we've had recently, mnemonics to be able to more easily remember the Gemara and the Mishnayis. So that's number one, that's Limidas Sa'am. Number two, Va'azvere b'mayd d'domilei, he would go and explain differences and similarities in the Torah between various mitzvahs. The izin v'chiker tikein mesholem hari. What does that mean? Amulam or blazer. The tchila hoisa Torah doim lekfifa she'in lo oznay. Until Shlomo Melech came, the Torah was compared to a basket that had no handles. So it was difficult to get a handle around the basket. He made handles on all sides, and therefore you're able to now understand, you're able to pick up the basket and transmit it and transport it, because now I have a way of carrying it and understanding it. So that's the lashon of izein v'chiker, that he made these holds, these ear-like holds and handles on the pots and on the baskets to be able to properly drink in. If you look at the last Rashi on the Omid, the Oslo is Naim Shetikin Eruvin Vyadayim, like we had before, that's Rechitzos Yadayim, the Gozer Aleshnias La Roisken Farsh Bivomis La Yidei Kach, Oichzin Yisrael Ben Mitzvois, Shinisrachaku Ben Aveira, Kiderach Shenoyach Lechois Bekli Shieshli Besiad Misha Einlai. Meaning, until Shlomo Melech came, it was difficult to go and chop onto the mitzvahs. Therefore, Shlomo Melech made harchokos, he made additional takonos and shniyos, shniyos laroyos, the eruven and the netil sedan that we spoke about before, as a result of adding these additional safeguards. So now a person was guarded from chas v'shalom being over on the isur itself. So that's the izin v'chiker, that's one of the things that we have to be thankful to Shlomo HaMelech. We'll stop here by Kibbutz Yosef to tell them for tomorrow. Any questions, Rabbi Sai?
Yes, if we can just go back to the 70 and two-thirds. I got lost in the math there. Just can you repeat it, how you got to...
No problem, no problem. No problem. The din of the tchumen, where does the 70 and two-thirds come? 70 and two-thirds is the square root of sasayim kechotzer ha-mishkan. A base sasayim is 5,000 square amas. How do you get to 5,000? 50 times 100 is 5,000. But that's, of course, rectangular. If you want to do it in a square, it's 70 and two-thirds times 70 and two-thirds. 70.6 times 70.6 should get you to 49999 or 5001, whatever, do the math. To take out your calculator or do it longhand. But the point is, when the Chachamim were misakin this inyan of being able to go 2,000 amas, they said you get 2,000 amas plus each time 70 and two-thirds, which is the square root of the sasayim kechotzer hamishka.
And so that was just, but it's tchumim, if you point to Rabbi Akiva's deraisa, you're playing with the deraisa. This is a rabbinic enactment.
We hold that the tchumim is deraban. Rabbi Akiva holds it as deraisa. There's a Yerushalmi that says that everybody agrees to tchumim deraisa if you're going beyond a real large amount, I believe 12 mil. But there's a machlokes ha-mafarshim and the poskim, whether the Bavli agrees with that or doesn't agree with that. But for our purposes, in the Bavli, we only have two views. The majority view that Tchumen is totally derabbanan, and the minority view of Rabbi Kiva that holds its deraisa. Where does Rabbi Kiva take it from? From the pasuk al-yetzi ishmim koyma v'yema shabbos, he darshens that literally, al-yetzi ishmim koyma, don't go beyond your residence. What does that mean? Up to 2,000 amas and nothing more, unless you make an eruv. So, whether it's deraisa, drabanan, you're not allowed to go beyond the 2,000 amas. With the benefit of an eruv, you can add another 2,000 amas in one direction, but you lose it in the other direction. If you violate the din of tchumen, you're either violating a deraisa, but there's no skila or karis, maximum there would be a din of malkis, while if you violate a drabanan, then you're even this a drabanan. Of course, poiritz gedi yishchenu nochash, that could even be more fatal, like we said in the Gemara a few minutes ago.
Rabbi Akiva would agree with the 70 and two-thirds, or he may just say that it just...
Mitchum, when you get to this all in Parakeet Ma'abrin, where the Gemara goes through all the Hilchais Eruv Tchumen, to my knowledge, yes, Rabbi Akiva agrees with this, that just like you have 2,000, you get the additional Borgonin, or the additional 70 and two-thirds for every additional house. Baruchim to you. Yes, Barry.
Many times you've said that Aleph, Hei, Ches, and Ayin are Mischalef.
Right.
Reveyus is in the Gemara. Is that just an observation, or is there a firm source for these types of rules of letters that can be substituted or have been substituted for one another? And if so, where is it that you know?
It is both. There is a written source, and also in going through Gemaras, you see all the time, we just had now, for instance, Gehinoim, and it was really Chinam. Hinam and Chinam, so at let's see, Hey and the Ches are Mischalef, and you have Aleph and Ayin are Mischalef. We have the Gemara back in Masechtes Shabbos, where the Gemara was asking what's the proper girsa in the Mishnah. Is it with an Ayin, with an Aleph? And the Gemara gave four or five different cases. Anyway, as far as where it's written in the Achronim, I'd have to look it up for you and find it. That, but this is a fairly standard textual thing. That you have the right, Chazal had the right to go and darshan the psukim by being machlef, the aleph and the ayins and the hey and the ches, because they come from the same pronunciation, the same writing, the same part of the mouth, whatever.
Are all four interchangeable with each other, or is it pairs?
All interchangeable.
That's only Masorah, though. It's not a firm, you can't do it willy nilly. It's a firm, it's Masorah, but Chazal, where goes there, you could do it, it's so otherwise it's not.
Whatever the Chazal darshan, that's perfect. We, on our own, we could try to do our drushes, but it becomes just a drush of us. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Now I know where we got the expression, as not in the Torah, the safer.
Right.
Exactly.
But I was thinking of that.
Gevaldik.
Also, a few weeks ago, Yom Shel Shlomo, we had that also.
Yes, from the Marshal, exactly right. Steve, you want to say something, Steve?
That's okay. I was reading it was 4,994.
approximately.
And the 70.6?
You had to keep it below 5,000.
I see. Okay. Very good. Fine. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai. Have a beautiful day, Mitchum. 8:05 tomorrow morning. We look forward to continuing the Gishmak Gemara in the Sechtus Eidavin. Be well, Zagovich.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.